Couple long-winded guys out there, it's going to take way longer than 7 minutes.
Good evening, I'll call this meeting to order of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
See, right there, you already took longer than I always do.
Exactly, and we're now going to pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Would you like to call the roll, Peggy?
Mr. Adams?
Present.
Mr. Batzel?
Here.
Mr. Gibney is excused. Mr. Greiner?
Here.
Mr. Kesselring?
Here.
Ms. McCall is excused. Mr. Schott?
Here.
We have a quorum, sir.
For the purposes of the record, I have to leave at 6:30, just so y'all know.
I will do my very best to get you out of here by then.
If we're not out by then, we're in trouble.
For purposes of the record, I would like to say that I'm very disappointed that Commissioner Gibney is not here on his first meeting as chair.
Exactly. I said the same thing.
I will add to that. I'm not surprised. It's all put together. Would you like to read the agenda notes?
Yes. Cases heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission will be presented to City Council in accordance with the schedule provided after each case in the agenda. Please note that the City Council meetings will begin at 4 p.m. and are held at City Hall, City Council Chamber, second floor, located at 110 Southeast Wachula Avenue.
Thank you very much. And the minutes have been presented. Anybody like to make a motion?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Peggy, please call the roll.
Mr. Batzel?
Aye.
Mr. Greiner?
Aye.
Mr. Kesselring?
Aye.
Mr. Schott?
Aye.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And now we'll move on to our first case, which is rezoning ZON 14-002, Cornerstone Management and Investments LLC.
Good afternoon. Patty Hitchcock on behalf of the City of Ocala Growth Management Department. This is a request of Cornerstone Management to rezone 1.33 acres of land from MH Mobile Home to M1 Light Industrial. The property is located east of and adjacent to 1525 Northeast 22nd Avenue. There is, if I can get my cursor to work, there is an industrial building with offices and warehouses just west of this property. They are proposing, Cornerstone Management owns this entire vacant parcel, which is presently zoned MH Mobile Home and RO Residential Office. Cornerstone Management is also the owner of the Wagon Wheel Mobile Home Park that's located to the north and east of that larger vacant parcel. They're requesting the rezoning from MH to M1 because a doggy daycare and kennel is proposing to go into an approximately 8,000 square foot portion of the building located at 1525 Northeast 22nd Avenue. And they would be using this 1 acre outdoor area for outdoor play and exercise for the dogs. There will be no outdoor kennels. There will be no outdoor boarding. The proposal is that the dogs would go out in play groups with staff present in order to engage them and minimize barking and also to make sure there aren't any altercations between the dogs. They will need to submit a minor site plan to staff for review in order for us to review that the proper buffers are installed between the light industrial and the mobile home park. The buffer will need to be 10 feet of landscaping with a wall or 25 feet of landscaping. Staff recommends approval of the rezoning, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions? Any comment from the audience?
Oh, you went right to the audience.
Yeah.
Davis Dinkins, 2201 Southeast 30th Avenue, here on behalf of the applicant. And we agree with staff's recommendation for approval, so I really just have too much time if you have any questions to answer those. But with any questions, I would say that I haven't talked to staff in depth about the buffering issue. We certainly intend to buffer where necessary, but we want to reserve the work of staff on that because we're buffering the same property. They're buffering himself may not make a lot of sense.
And I think to clarify, I think certainly on the northern side where there are existing mobile homes, the buffer will be
east and south sides of the property where it's adjacent to the same ownership vacant property, and we'll have that conversation.
Presumably, if we were to have to expand or something, we would relocate a block of that.
Was it just going to be like a fenced-in area or walled-in area or something?
It's the paddocks, for lack of a better word, doggy paddocks. And, you know, you come to work in the morning, drop your dog off, and pick him up in the evening. It would be one aspect of the business. The other aspect of the business would be a multiple-day scenario, but they'd be boarded in inside. And a little bit more playtime and playroom interaction, and just send them to your vet's office and you're kidding. So.
Any questions?
I understand your point about it being the same owner all around. The concern is, if properties were ever split up, how do you handle something not being consistent with code?
Right, and I think that we could certainly work with staff on that. And if we needed to do some sort of agreement in place, I'm sure that the agreement would be happy to do something on that. If in the event that was to happen.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Thank you.
Any comments from the audience? Okay, bring it back to the board. Any discussion?
I'll move for approval.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Peggy?
Mr. Greiner?
Aye.
Mr. Kesselring?
Aye.
Mr. Batsell?
Aye.
Mr. Schott?
Aye.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, that brings us to the next item, code changes, COD 14003.
Thank you, Patty. Patty again, on behalf of the Cityville Cali Growth Management Department. Presently, one chair beauty salons are, beauty shops are allowed as home occupations after a public hearing in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission and in front of City Council. The definition says that hairstyling shop is an establishment engaged in furnishing hairstyling for men and for women and related services, and that the establishments are commonly known as barbershops and beauty salons. Related services typically are manicure, pedicure, facials, hair removal, or massage therapy services administered by state licensed professionals.
We have received some requests for some of these types of services to be handled as home occupations. The way the code presently written, there is an internal inconsistency in that it refers to beauty shop rather than hairstyling shop, which is the defined term. So with this amendment, I'm going to do that little housekeeping and clean that up. But also to clarify that some of these related services, which have similar impacts, you know, one client at a time. If I'm sitting in a chair having my hair cut, it's really no different than sitting in the chair having my nails done. So we're proposing to specify that those kinds of related services could be done as a home occupation, again, subject to a public hearing in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council. And the code does provide that any resident who is having an issue can object to the issuance of a home occupation permit. That comes before the Planning and Zoning Commission, and that permit can be pulled if it's creating a nuisance. So I think really the most important part of this is they're going to have to show us they have their state license as part of the home occupation permit process. I'm happy to answer any questions.
My only question is, I mean, I have no problem with doing this kind of thing, but where do we, like, draw the line, you know, like we were talking about earlier today, by getting into some other things, like, you know, solo accountant wanting to have, you know, I mean, like, is there something going to be in the wording that kind of limits it to just this type of?
The position that the city has taken with home occupation permits is that a home occupation cannot take up more than 20% of the floor area of the livable portion of the home on the first floor. You can't include a porch, you can't include the garage, and it can't include sheds. It has to be within the home. No employees at the home. The other position is no customers coming to the home. So this is different than an accountant. These uses are specified as they can be approved, where you can have customers come one at a time to the home as part of this public hearing process. So for an accountant, I mean, there may be a similar impact, but right now the code does not envision that an accountant or a landscape architect, you know, could have someone coming to their home. It's, you can do the work there, you can do your billing there, but you go meet the client elsewhere. Right.
So like, so this is going to be worded where you have specific things which are allowed, and that's going to be it.
Right.
Okay.
We've defined the kinds of related services and limited them to no more than one client at a time in the body of the ordinance. I think if we wanted to open up home occupation permits to additional kinds of businesses, I would want to do more research as to how other jurisdictions are treating those and regulating those.
Gentlemen?
If I want to simply open a nail shop, can I do this under this section without it being hairstyling?
You could. But you could only have one table, only do one client at a time.
What's more dangerous to surrounding property owners, the having more than one client at a time or having flammable containers full of stuff in the house next door?
Well, we actually have people who pack ammunition as home occupations. So there are some things out there that could be dangerous. But even with hairstyling shops, with some of the chemicals that are used, you know, when I was thinking about hairstyling shop versus nail techs, because I know of the chemicals they use there, a lot of the things that you put on people's hair is somewhat caustic and perhaps flammable.
Now, would the nail tech be required to have the hairstyling license?
No, they would have to have their license through the state.
Okay.
They are licensed similar to cosmetologists.
Which would subject them to inspection and review of how they're storing?
I do not know if they do the inspections in a home. As an example, we do not inspect home occupations. We don't go out and do a building and fire inspection.
Is the hairstyling shop able to have employees to do the nails?
No. It's so one client one at a time.
Right, but one person has to be both licensed as a hairstylist and a nail technician,
right.
Whatever it would be.
We're only going to issue one license for that location, similar to the RO zoning district, the residential office, where hairstyling shops are limited to no more than three chairs. We will only issue three licenses for that location. We have taken the position, because we had it happening a lot, where we would have a cosmetologist who was doing hair, someone who was doing nails, and someone who was doing massage. We did treat those as individual chairs. So we made that interpretation. But with this happening in the residential neighborhoods, we felt we should bring that through the board for review.
Any other questions? Bring back to anyone in the audience. Bring it back to the board.
I'll move approval.
I'll second.
Any discussion on the motion? Peggy?
Mr. Kesselring?
Aye.
Mr. Greiner?
Aye.
Mr. Batzel?
Aye.
Mr. Schott?
No.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Is there anything else for the meeting? Next meeting will be Monday, June 9th at 5:30. I have a motion to adjourn. So exactly 15 minutes.
Thanks for getting me out of here by 6:30.
I tried.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to be a problem.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I think we ought to move Gibby out of the presidency and just let you be there.
It moves so quick.
Yeah.
Which I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, why didn't you run the last meeting? We could have been out here in 3 hours instead of five.
I guess John's not going to show up anyhow, exactly. So he'll be there.
In 15 minutes, I get three phone calls.
I know.
Phone has not run all day long.
Well, now you give me a conundrum. Do I go home and see my mother-in-law before I go to a piano recital, or do I go back to work?
You have choices.
I think I'm going back to work.
You have choices.
I've heard there's very many meetings.
Gosh.
But. Float?
No, it's fine.